This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Andrew Morrow, A-N-D-R-E-W-M-O-R-R-O-W. Date of birth 07/02/1962. Date of appointment January 12, 2023. Requesting physician Mahmood Khan, M-A-H-M-O-O-D-K-H-A-N. Dear Dr. Khan, I have the pleasure of seeing Andrew Morrow today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 60-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who came to the office with his wife 1 month ago. His speech became jumbled and left side was weak. It lasted about 2 to 3 hours. He went to the St. Mary's emergency room. Workup was negative. MRI of the brain cannot be done due to loop recorder. His CT angiogram shows atherosclerotic plaque, which is prominent along both carotid siphons, resulting in at least moderate bilateral stenosis. He was seen by the vascular surgeon who recommended to see neurology and neurosurgery. Right now he's back to baseline. His gait is ataxic. He has a tremors. He uses two cane for walking. He does not have a balance. Past medical history, diabetes, mellitus, stroke with left-sided weakness, MI, restricted lung disease, past surgical history, amputation of the right big toe and first metatarsal, right leg femoropopliteal bypass, triple bypass surgery, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, Neurontin, Buspar, Vistaril, Zoloft, Flonase, Coric, Protonix, Iron, Aspirin, 81 mg daily, Rekip, Vitamin D, Prevacol, Raglan, Sildenafil, social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. He is retired, disabled, married, live with his wife, no children, family history, mother deceased, had stroke and cancer, father disease, heart problem, alcoholism, smoking. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he has lightheadedness, confusion, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, depression, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 130 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema, neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal. Hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic, Rambach test positive. Assessment and plan, 60-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, TIA. Number 2, carotid siphon stenosis bilaterally. Number 3, peripheral neuropathy. Number 4, gait ataxia. Next paragraph. I advised him to use aspirin and pravastatin regularly. I also advised him to use walker because of the peripheral neuropathy and gait ataxia. For atherosclerotic plaque in the carotid siphon, I would like to send him to a neurosurgical consultation with Dr. Genovese. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office in 6 months.